Good morning and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. I have been out of town for the last 9 days, and the days before I was overwhelmed with the getting ready for the 9 days. George and I went on a dream vacation that I have only dreamed about for years until a few months ago. We went on one of those Viking river tours down the Rhine from Switzerland through Germany and into the Netherlands. It lived up to all the advertising and more. I bring that up because there has been no podcast for the last 2 weeks, and some may have wondered what happened. This morning, the August 20 devotion from Sarah Young's Jesus Calling hit on the wonders of the Lord's blessing, even when we haven't asked. One of the gifts of age is the insight into events in life which were unasked for blessings. I am convinced that the Lord knows our wishes, our hopes, our dreams, even if we never voice them. And when the time is right, He'll surprise us. He'll surprise us and a gift shows up. The trip is just one example. There are many more in my life, much smaller events, but no less wonderful. I had always dreamed about having a black lab dog. And then one day, the children were young, we were out riding. While the family was driving across a bridge over 285, we saw a black lab weaving in and out of traffic. I was afraid he would get hit, so we stopped. The kids opened the back door, and in he jumped. We spent the next 2 weeks checking with the pound, the vets, if someone had lost him. After that, he was ours. Charlie stole everyone's heart. If you read Young's Jesus Calling today, then what follows will sound familiar. I quote her, "You receive the healing that flows naturally from the Lord's presence in your life, whether you seek it or not. But there is more, much more, available to those who ask." The devotion this morning centered around healing and focused on Paul. He says in 2 Corinthians 12, 7-9, "To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, quote, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.'" 2 Corinthians 12, 7-9. You may feel I am stretching the verse and lesson, and perhaps I am. But I do agree with the author's theme. I agree wholeheartedly that whether we ask or not, the Lord knows our needs and that which makes us happy. And if we surrender to His control, His wisdom for our lives, though there are tough, painful events in our lives, the Lord knows how to bless us. Let us pray. My dear friend Jesus, you know when we need to grow and when we need to jump up in joy. Thank you for walking with us step by step in thick and thin and holding our right hand. Please, through the power and wonder of the Holy Spirit, help us to trust you. In your precious name I pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.